Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omeika 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I am your empress, the one you need, the one to serve you, and I am your Malawa, the one who is your mother too. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to a brand new prelude this week. We've been rather busy all week, and I noticed you noticed that I wasn't here. So I can't even hide that, but I did want to come to you this evening, and we included another show in because we didn't want this month to leave without tying up some loose ends for the ending of our show. As you know, we have been working with In the Spirit and dealing with cosmic things and talking about the Mother Spirit. And we want to end this month in a conclusive way, but we wanted to give you a prelude of what is to come. So you're getting two for one in so many words. Yes, you do have your Omega Live here today, and what do you know? I'm in the studio, right? So I have to perform. Our prelude is Women in Treatment, Comforting the Young, and we're going to talk from a perspective of working with the women and the child, because you know the mother is always taking care of the children, but she needs to take time to take care of herself. If you would like to follow me on my other feature show, I am doing pure metaphysics and health conscious issues on that other segment. And that segment is where we deal with energy, frequency, and metaphysic things. So, because I am involved in scientific things and metaphysic things, that's where I would like to come from. Most of the time in talking about health, because we're experiencing so much going on with aging and trying to slow down the aging process. You can find that topic on my other viewing under speaker. However, this is going to be dealing with health this month for the women and the child. Now, we didn't do a lot with putting the child down there because we want to do justice of focusing in on the woman. There are many issues that women have to deal with, and one of them is getting treatment. And it doesn't always have to be allopathic, ladies and gentlemen. It could be holistic healing and preventative maintenance. And that's what we want to advocate on this consumer science show, that if we get treatment in advance and take the time to do maintenance, then we don't have all the repairs later on. I don't know about you, but I do not like visits to the doctor. However, I love doing preventative maintenance and maintaining this body so it could last for a while. And what we want to talk to those women about is a topic that we've been working with for many years under King.com. I'm specialized as a spiritualist healer for women and working with women. So we do a lot of talking about issues that pertain to the women, and we've been doing the topic of Mississippi appendectomy on my other station. Now, if you'll pause with me for 1 second as I go to station identification, a family affair. I'm doing my show. When I finish with it, I'm going to email it, okay? Yeah, I'm going to email it to you. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. I don't know why I don't keep my music. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and seem to be having some technical difficulty with that music for some reason. I hope you can hear me clearly out there. I was giving you a station identification, but I guess we'll come back to that. We're going to get on with our show, ladies and gentlemen, and because we are starting this prelude, I want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing. We're talking about essential oils, ladies and gentlemen. And essential oils are something that we use topically, and there's two ways that they can enter into the body, auricular, through the ear, or they can enter, there's really three, they can go auricular through the ear and then through the mouth, but there, you have to be thoroughly trained to know which one that will go through the mouth as well as topically. Now, today's segment is talking about the children and how to treat the children and settle them. And this is comforting the young, because mothers are always responsible for comforting the young, putting the young at bay so that the young will always have the attention of the mother and the child will be at the center of the family's life. Now, what we would like to tell you is that there are some secrets out there that mothers need to know about, and mothers, don't hesitate to pick up a book and read. We're going to be featuring most everything that we're going to bring to you for this topic, from aromatherapy, a lifetime guide to healing with essential oils. I am working with Care Massage, and there is several trainings that are available through Care, and one of them is called Raindrop Therapy, and I will be featured as a Raindrop Therapy therapist who gives the treatment. And I have been with essential oils now for over 10 years. However, I've been a little inactive, but I certainly know the benefit of essential oils and how they were the first foundation for holistic, homeopathic, therapeutic treatment. This is where most of the pharmaceutical medicines came from. Now, today's topic is this prelude of women in treatment. Why do women need to go into treatment? And what are they going to expect from the treatment without the allopathic medicine? Well, I'll tell you what they can expect. They can expect a life without side effects. When your body expresses a disharmony, it does not need to be suppressed. When the body throws off fluids, sputum, and excess fluids, it is trying to heal itself. So therefore, those processes need to occur, and it needs to happen naturally so that the body can begin to heal itself. But what allopathic medicines do, they suppress the symptoms so that there aren't any, and you cannot begin to allow the body to heal itself when it's expressing a disharmony. So what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, as our prelude, we want to give you a little insight to what the treatments will be for essential oil for women, but we're going to throw in another topic for the baby as well, comforting the young. Some of you may have babies out there now that are very catty and need to be comforted, and you need to go and attend to them. And please understand one thing. Babies love massages. So once you learn these techniques and understand that you must have a clear understanding of the proper usage of essential oils and how they're extracted, where do they come from, which ones can be applied topically, which one has to be applied auricular, in the ear, in the nasal, and these are all things that you can learn from your aromatherapist. And I am not, let me offer a disclaimer, I am not your aromatherapist. I'm giving you an overview of the essential oils, but you must go and acquire your own aromatherapist and go through the process of getting a raindrop therapy treatment. Now they have this Egyptian raindrop therapy treatment and vibrational raindrop therapy, which they use tuning forks. And I am going to be in for a treat because I'm going to be lined up to take those classes so that I can sharpen my skills. I have some gifts I want to give back. And when I worked in a hospital, I did a form of therapy called CPT. And I really enjoyed releasing those energies to assist and aid other people who were less fortunate to have higher vibration. Now, this evening, we're going to be talking a little bit about baby and how mom can take care of herself and taking care of baby at the same time. I want you to join me by going over to the Talking Care Room. As you know, we are going to be still dealing with Still Water Runs Deep. And we're going to give you segments about water, the types of waters, and how to understand how to purchase alkaline water. Not just any water. You want water that has a frequency and a vibration. Now come on over to the Talking Cure Room with me so we can perform our ritual. This is something we do on a routine basis, and water still runs deep within Omi's life. Ladies and gentlemen, join me as I do libation. I pour a glass of water to my Father Spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water to my mother spirit and I say, Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother spirit and I say, Mother, be guided home all the way until you reconnect with the family. I light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say, Father, if you're in the lagoon, find your way back home. If you're in the stratus or the middle passage, I hope this candle lights your way back home. Ladies and gentlemen, look towards the east as we pour libation towards the east, and we say, Ashe. Now turn your head and look towards the west, young man. As I pour libation towards the west, I say, Ashe. And those ancestors that are still traveling through the middle passage, may they find their way home. I look down south, and as the Egyptians say, that it is not up but down. Excuse me. They say it is up and not down. So we pour to the south going up. Now we pour to the north going down. Ashe, I like to call Langston Hughes forward to be a witness here. Shekes Diops, will you be a witness? Dr. Carruthers, will you be a witness? John Henry Clark, will you stand in the gap and be a witness? Sojourner Truth, will you be a witness? Harriet Tubman, will you be a witness? Coretta Scott King, will you be a witness? Dr. Martin Luther King, will you be a witness? I call forth Nina Simone to be a witness here, present today. And I call forth Dr. Ben Yakin, will you be a witness today? Ladies and gentlemen, as you call forth your ancestors, remember to keep your altars clean and to light a candle for those mothers and fathers who made their transition, lighting that candle to reconnect them back to the circle of the tree of life, so that they will always be connected. Now, at the center of this table, we're going to pour libation for the baby, because the baby needs to be acknowledged and the baby needs to be comforted. And as we pour the libation for those babies who have transitioned and passed on from the womb, we pour libations today for those babies who've made their transition. Mother, tend to your children. Take time out for your children and comfort your children. Comfort the youngest child and give the youngest child the most attention, because it is your reasonable service to see to it that the children are doing well in the family. When the children are doing well, the family is in order. Now, let's get back to those children. As I indicated, we are going to be talking about self-help and guiding to a natural healing perspective with essential oils. Now, I want to talk to you about the various different grades of oils. There are many different grades of oils, and you must be very careful when you go out to make your purchase that you purchase the top-grade oils and go to the finer places, even online. I'd like to recommend Young Living. Young Living has one of the finest grades of oils because they grow their own oils and they have their own factories and gardens over in Utah. Now, I can't wait to get a chance to go there and see how they plant these oils and how they're grown. But they have a full story to tell you that started in the land of Egypt, and how they discovered that the thieves went into the various different castles and caves, and they stole only the oil and left the gold behind. Wouldn't you know it, that these aromatics that they stole, they knew that they had the germ for healing life, and they put their lives on the line to walk out with this precious oil, which actually was an aromatic for healing modalities of all manners of illness. Now, I can't begin to tell you everything about essential oils in this short segment. I want to wet your whistle, give you a foundation for what we're talking about. When mothers have children that are not settled in their spirit and need to be relaxed, you need to take that baby on your lap, mom, and you need to stroke that child. By going to your aromatherapist, she can work with you or he can work with you to show you the proper ways to stroke and massage an infant or even a toddler or an older child, and the proper oils to use. I will not recommend any particular oils to you, because that is for your aromatherapist to do. They will pick the oils that are most precious. They're special Bible oils, and they're also oils that are used in auricula to clear the field, the psychological field where it might have become tainted with the spirit of death, grief, and anger. Some people's pathway need to be cleared so that they can receive properly. So therefore, there are special oils that the aromatherapist can recommend that you use in order to clear the psychological field. When children are overwhelmed with grief and fear, sometimes these things have to be done. So there's proper techniques in doing the massage. Not a layperson would do this, someone who's skilled and trained. Your baby is catty, and here you are just doing the stroking, not the massage. You would then talk to your aromatherapist and ask them what would be the most appropriate oil to use, knowing that oils have to be cut with other types of oils when you have 100% pure grade. You do not just start pouring oils all over your body, getting them into your eyelid or your eyes. You could be very, very sorry because that could be dangerous. So I offer a disclaimer, do not pick these oils up and begin to use them. If you are a layperson, work with your aromatherapist, I repeat. Now, baby is expressing a disharmony. Mother's got to stroke that baby, first with a dry stroke, and a soft hand, not pressing the baby down to the point of bruising the child, just to the point of relaxing that child, putting that child in a state of slumber. That's why sometimes you've got to put baby to bed so you can get some sleep at night. And mothers, don't mind what I'm saying. In fact, you have to put baby to bed first before you can go jumping in the bed. Else baby will be all over the place doing things while you're fast asleep. So take that child and give it some lap time by caressing the child and relaxing the child, encouraging the child to relax and to slip off into a slumber. And as the child slips off into the slumber, you can bathe that child in baby lotion until you get a better handle understanding the essential oils, and the child merely will slip off into a deep sleep. And getting that child prepared for a deep sleep, you might want to make sure that they have their sleeping garments on when you're doing this. But the oils will make all the difference in the world. And if you're doing it with the older child, once you've got an understanding of what your therapist does, let your therapist show you and give you the steps for giving the massage. It is a specialist, ladies and gentlemen. Just any old Joe Blow can't just walk up there and start doing therapeutic strokes. Now, the main important thing, you want to use an alternative for baby. Some people are giving babies drugs now to soothe them and to quiet them down. Don't give your baby drugs. Don't even think about it. If you apply lotions topically, it will soothe that child and put that child into slumber. Our topic today is about alternative mechanism for helping the child to slip into slumber. And once you have worked with your aromatherapist can show you the oils to put in a diffuser, whereas you don't have to apply the oils topically. The diffuser will create an atmosphere and aroma of essence throughout the atmosphere where you inhale, and the baby can inhale the aroma, and it will also sedate the baby, depending on which oils you're using. Now, there are oils out there like rosemary, lavender oil, and there are hyssop. There are all types of oils, but you have to be astute and trained to which one to use. As you work with your aromatherapist, you purchase your aromatic machine that will diffuse the oil, and then at the same time, you make sure that you go through with how to mix and blend these oils, because you do not apply them 100% grade to the body without mixing them with other oils. So there's a lot to be learned about these oils. Now, those of you who are already aromatherapists, or you might already be massage therapists or raindrop therapists, like I am in the process of becoming, then you definitely want to learn something about oils and what they do for you. They're magnificent, ladies and gentlemen, and women, we need to be healed. Let's just face it. We need a holistic healing, and it's not always a sexual healing, but a holistic healing. Sing it with me. I want that holistic healing, sexual, something is good for me. So you want to get those opportunities to allow maybe even your husband to take the oils and rub them across your back. And some oils can be heated, but you have to know what you're doing to apply the appropriate oils that are heated. At the same time, raindrop therapy is a unique technique, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just poured over the back. It's done through the spinal cord, and there's a procedure for that. Now, when you and your spouse or significant other are applying oils to yourself, you certainly want to make sure that you are applying warm oils and not cold oils to the body. And at the same time, you're massaging with a deep breath so that you get the oils in the body. Now, back to baby again. Now, meanwhile, mother is taking baby and giving baby some lap time. Baby is getting an alternative treatment. You're not giving baby medicine in his bottle. Baby is coming and getting a warm massage, sometimes with lotion until you get familiar with what you're doing, and heating your hands up by rubbing them together and massaging and stroking that baby and stroking the baby until the baby gets like limp, like a wet cloth or washcloth, and the baby is so limp at that point, the baby goes into a deep sleep. And babies need deep sleep just like everybody else, and children too, ladies and gentlemen. Essential oils are fabulous. The fragrances that they put in your home are outstanding. You are in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. They can be used for healing almost anything on a woman's body. Nostrils, ears, eyes, there are so many techniques and methods for using them. There are opportunities for you to understand that these oils were around way before allopathic medicine came on the scene. And most of our kings and queens were entertaining themselves with selling the oils and giving them as gifts because they were so precious. The healing modalities of these oils have the ability to kill off germs. So for any oil germ in the body, it was used as an antiseptic for healing purposes. Just like lavender has the ability to heal burns and heal just like an antiseptic. Once we get off into these ladies, you are going to get the healing you're looking for. This is a prelude, of course. I don't intend to give you everything this evening, but the tidbits I wanted to give you for baby and understanding how you can use these oils as treatments, women. Find you a good aromatherapist. Keep that person under your thumb if you have to. Pay all the money you need to pay to keep a good aromatherapist, because us teachers get together and we go and get our massages, and we know we need the stress off of us. So when we get up from that table, they literally have to carry us out of there because we are like wet washcloths. We can barely move our feet when we get up from the table. We're so relaxed. Now, I want you to share in that opportunity to understand the benefits of aromatherapy and essential oils, and to know that all oils are not alike. There are different grades of oils, and you will learn about those as well. Now, getting back to baby, you must understand, women, that your children come first in your life. So when you learn the modalities and techniques for using the oil after you've been trained, of course, please don't hesitate to reflect these techniques back on your family. Because once you begin to use preventative maintenance and the oils, you will have fewer and fewer trips to the hospital and to the doctor. Remember, we're not suppressing anything, but we're doing preventative maintenance. And it's very important for you to understand holistic healing is a form of alternative methods. Now, if you are sold on essential oils, I want you to be careful when you go out to buy your oils. Don't just buy them from any store. Make sure that they're 100% whole grain. And also make sure you purchase the right diffuser so that your oils are dispensed throughout the house properly. Now, you also will want to go online to read more about these oils. Now, this comforting the baby thing is it's going to be a routine for you. It's going to help you to use safe alternatives for that baby. Now, the aromatic bedtime stories and secrets. Get your baby's favorite book and take that book out and start reading it to baby. And while you're reading it to baby, massaging baby's back and relaxing baby, baby's going to get so sleepy that she just can't keep that other eye open. And finally she just gives way to closing both eyes. And that story is the last thing the baby hears. It becomes a secret story in baby's mind. And baby will subliminally go into a subconscious state with that story and memorize everything that you told her or him. So it's very important to use books to generate the sleep pattern for slumber. That's a trick that mothers have to do. Tell baby they're getting ready to read them a story, and at the same time they're stroking their back trying to get baby to go to sleep. Mothers, you have to do those things because it's very important that baby get off to sleep so you can get some rest. Get some good night's rest. Now, calming the baby, when the baby's overactive and can't seem to stop crying, you are going to have to understand when you take baby out in the air, sometimes baby gets a gas bubble in its stomach. And it's been known that mothers have to do something to get that gas to pass so that the babies can stop crying. Otherwise, you'll have a miserable evening with baby crying. So once you massage that little stomach, that little bubble, that air bubble or gas bubble, you can get that baby to burp it up. Say, burp it up, baby, and as the baby's stomach is massaged, you get that baby to either release that gas through his rectum area or through the mouth. A burp through the mouth is the same thing as a flatulence through the rectal area. It's very important that baby passes that gas and get that bubble out. But in the meantime, you're massaging that baby with a small amount of pressure, and if you are trained to use the oils with a small amount of oils as well. Now, why am I including mommy and baby together? Because they seem to go together wherever they are. And women, we can't get our treatment until we get our babies together. And don't go telling me you finna buy that fine new outfit and you finna get your nails and toenails done and baby won't stop crying and every time you look at baby, he's got a snotty nose and he's grabbing on you and he is holding on for dear life and you don't seem to understand. Once he's fragile and belligerent, then you become the same person. You and baby are one and the same. You are baby, and baby is you, just like you are Toys R Us. Baby got to identify his life through you. So if you are doing fine and relaxed, you can relax baby, and baby will be doing fine. Do you get the picture? Until baby can get to the point where he can develop his own identity and character, you and baby go together. So give baby a chance to calm down. Encourage baby that it's going to be all right. Baby, it's all right, sweetie. Mommy's going to take care of baby. Baby will go to sleep, and I'm going to sing you a little song. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. And when the wind blows, baby, come down. And down will come baby, cradle and all. Sing a little song to baby. the sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world. The sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world. You're the sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world. You're the sweetest thing. You're the sweetest thing that I know in the whole wide world. Make up songs. Give them that very special song. But sing to your babies so they can hear your voice, because babies need to hear your voice even in the womb before they've ever been born, because they will begin to listen to music and song. Now, you must remember, this is baby's time now. Shut the doors, unplug the phone, turn the lights out, put the strobe light on. It's baby's time to be stroked. And when baby wants attention, guess what? Baby's going to get attention. Now, I know the men may come in and say, I'm the baby in her life. I be the baby in your life. They're going to want their part and their time to put them on the side of the bed and stroke them every now and then while you're stroking baby. Because you got two babies to tend to. I didn't tell you about the two babies that you're going to tend to, because your husband is going to want to be on the other side. If you're breastfeeding baby on one side, husband wants to be on the other side because he feels he needs sexual healing too. Now, don't get it twisted, women. You've got to save time for yourself, and you've got to get those therapeutic sessions in and go to that aromatherapist and get your sessions in. Now, get started early, because this month is going to be all about you, woman. It's going to be about you getting that body together and getting that voluptuous shape together so you can get ready for your 40th year class reunion and you can look the part. So you get that massage therapist in order to help you, baby, and your husband. You do husband, but let the massage therapist do you and teach you how to do baby and your husband. And you'll be good to go, ladies and gentlemen. And this has been a segment from Omen's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. I'm bringing it to you live. Now, Dr. Paul Hanna is going to be with us this week. And boy, are we in for a treat. He is a naturopathic doctor as well as an MD through the allopathic medicine and a psychiatrist. He says he calls himself a septepi, which is not the same thing as a psychologist. Dealing with African Americans is different. We don't undermine our clients when doing therapy. We show them how to change eating habits to deal with psychology. So he'll be with us this Wednesday. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen, at 5 o'clock. And if you notice, our time has gone up to 5:30, but he insists on coming on at 5. We've gone up a slight half an hour, so you can view us at 5:30. Now, I want you to know that this segment is going to be one of the better ones yet, because we're doing a lot of holistic healing and helping our families to get to the point where they slow down aging. Therapeutic massage can help you slow down the DNA and the aging of the cell so that it can last longer and you can be more beautified, women. You can have that figure eight body and that smooth, silky skin through using these essential oils. Now, haven't I got it made? I'm showing you how to use these oils on your skin, your hair, your olfactors, your internal body. You're going to be beautified with these oils. Now, I'm 58 years old, ladies and gentlemen, and when I apply these oils, sometimes it makes me look like Queen of Sheba, and I know you want to get like Queen of Sheba like I do. So get those oils. You might even be able to purchase them for Omi at a discount, but you certainly want to go to my website because my oils will be featured there. These will be the oils that Omi's been using to beautify herself and to slow down her cells. They tell me my cells are going through slowly and I'm aging gracefully and beautifully. And we want to get these substances in our body, but we want to make sure we share them with our family first, with baby in the middle. And with baby being happy, the house will be in order. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on this prelude today. I wanted to get back here to love on you a little bit. I hope I've loved your whole household today and gave you some tools to work with so you can get your wellness state together and you can live longer and live at a graceful stage. Once again, I'd like to thank you for joining the Care to Read Room, and please pick up a book and read it. And we're going to be featuring aromatherapy this month, so you will get chapters and information from aromatherapy, and you know it's a family affair. So I'd like to thank you and wish you well this evening. Have a great evening and great dreams, and put baby to bed because she should be slumbering right now.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow, and nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave 'cause your heart is there. You can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you're so broke down, but you're crying anyway, 'cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, it's a family
affair. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Here, but I got to tell you this. This is the last segment of our family affair this month, and we're going right into the prelude of women in treatments. I hope you can join us, men, so that you can get the proper treatment for your wives. And women, you can stick with the program because we're going to be featuring essential oils every night until we get a better understanding of how to apply them and how to help ourselves and to treat ourselves. Because I am your Molly Y, and I am your mother, too. So listen to me. I will not lead you wrong, but I will give you guidance to show you how to help yourself.
Stay tuned. We'll see you again. We'll be back on next Sunday. We got some more. love is your brother, I am your mother.